I think Matt Ryan's hard to stop. I saw him do a great job up in Seattle for that game. They're playing the Eagles. Still, I don't know what I'm going to get with them, and it's a coin toss on Carson Wentz and those guys. They're 3-0 at home, but the Falcons 4-1 on the road. He can light it up. He beat Denver on the road. I like Matt Ryan to throw for 3 touchdowns.
Shotgun snap, near side pressure. He throws, end zone, intercepted! And underneath darted Leonis McKelvin.
Larry Fitzgerald has absolutely owned the San Francisco 49ers in his career. He has averaged 11 targets, 8 receptions, and 4 touchdowns in his last 3 contests against the 49ers. He owns these guys. Let me throw one more thing on there. San Francisco sucks.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, as they say in Sports on Tap. That would be JD with his great prediction. Larry Fitzgerald, how did this guy not have a touchdown last week?
Everybody
had, I had 2 touchdowns against the Niners. Fitzgerald got 132 yards worth of football, had, what, a dozen receptions. None of them were for a touchdown. I couldn't figure that out.
12 catches on 18 targets. They were going at him hot and heavy, and you're right, 132 yards, no touchdowns.
That's still going off, though, man, especially if you're racking up points.
It's 20 points. Your wide receiver puts 20 points up, you're a happy guy.
Meanwhile, Matt Ryan, who scores 35 a game, gets 16 in Philadelphia, and there you go. Yeah, thanks for the Price is Wrong sound effects, man. I got too many of those going. Oh, man.
Hey, good thing we're not putting money on this, right?
Nope. I'm not a betting man. Well, kind of, sort of.
Typically, this is where we like to talk about the Bruin and Trojan report here right after we do a little Who Goes Off, and this time it's the first of the rivalry games, really, in college football. I think this is the first one they've got on the schedule this week, maybe a little early. This year.
Yeah, you had just a couple of rivalry games that were really a week early, but I mean, everything big comes next week. You have the Battle of Bedlam with the Oklahoma and the Oklahoma States. Of course, Michigan-Ohio State, the big one. The Apple Cup with Washington-Washington State. Civil War, Oregon-Oregon State. But the reason that SC plays Notre Dame to finish the year, that's why this UCLA game is always, it's almost like USC-Notre Dame's a bigger rivalry than the Crosstown one. If you ask USC, they'll tell you that from a national perspective. Not this year, though, because Notre Dame is god-awful. USC looked good again. SC rolls. SC wins. And the door may be open, believe it or not, JD, for USC to get to the Pac-12 championship game after starting 1-3.
Yeah, the 3 losses.
I still remember when we started Labor Day weekend. Touchdown, Alabama! I'm still looking for that sound effect. And the 3 losses, but now what? SC's ripped off 7-8 straight. Now, including a win against Washington, the only loss that the Huskies have on the schedule. They do need a little bit of help, but they can already thank Oregon, who beat Utah in the elevation of Utah yesterday. Yeah, and by doing so, now what this means is Colorado, if they beat Utah, Colorado will go from the Pac-12 South because they have 1 loss, SCS2.
Right.
If Utah beats Colorado, USC will be playing to go to the Rose Bowl. An elated coach, Clay Helton of USC, after the big win over the Bruins.
You know, we've had to play playoff football to try to get back into Pac-12 South contention. We've set the mark at 7-2, and now we've got to cross our fingers and hope for some luck and get ready for another rivalry game in Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, it's just, it's so
tough.
They're going
to kill Notre Dame.
Isn't it? I know.
Because you're right, they are god-awful this year.
This year they are. They lost to Navy. Navy, those. I mean, nothing against the Navy. Hey, I'm a vet. I love vets, but come on. You sail around in ships and protect our country, and then if you got time, you go play football, right? This is backwards, man. Completely different with what's going on to them. But congrats to USC. That game started off. UCLA took the lead, 14-7. We had some INTs going back and forth. It was just sad Josh Rosen wasn't playing. I mean, the kid tried his damnedest, you know, for UCLA. It would have leveled the playing field a little bit more, but still, SC is just too talented. And those Dory Jackson, they got a ton of speed.
And they're on a
roll.
You got to give them credit. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're on a roll. They're doing what they need to do right now. Like you're saying, they're still in the conversation in the Pac-12 South. So, you know, good.
I don't know
Trojans.
What I'm going to get with Colorado and Utah, honestly. Colorado's got real good defense. Utah's got a ton of offense and probably the best pure running back in the league. So, hey, I mean, everybody's going to be rooting for Utah hard down here in SoCal. So, SC can have a shot to take on Washington or Washington State, whoever wins their game, to go to yet another Rose Bowl. Wow.
We have an amazing, amazing story that comes out of college football, a father-son story that you're absolutely not going to believe. We'll share it with you next. 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap. We said on the other side, if you're with us, we had a remarkable story. I don't know how many superlatives to throw at this story. It's absolutely amazing. When you hear about a father-son playing pro and college football at the same time, you normally automatically think, well, the father is playing football in the pros, and the son, I mean, is playing college football. Even still, you got to think, man, Dad's been hanging around the NFL a long time. His son has already, right. you know,
this,
caught him
this
in college.
It's not baseball where you can get away with it and be 46, you know, and your kid yeah. breaking in as an 18-year-old rookie.
No, that's not the deal. Right. The deal is the son plays for the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. He's a rookie who just got into his first game a week ago against the Titans. And the father, 55-year-old Joe Thomas Sr., was a walk-on at South Carolina State, has made the team and said, look, it'd mean the world to me if I could get in, if I could just get into a game. Well, they get up big in the first half of this game that they're playing yesterday, 34-0 big. And the coach says, all right, man, you're in the game. And he puts him in. His first carry goes for 3 yards. Right. And then he winds up 4 carries on the day for minus one yard. Should have maybe just gone with the 1 carry and gone back to the bench.
He started going backwards. And when he went back to the bench, did you see him? I mean, he's pretty winded. I get it. But he's 55 years old.
He's 55.
I mean, look, dude, you're 29. I'm 26. We're 55 between the
Together.
Two of us. Yeah, and hell, we still couldn't do what this dude got, went out there and did, man. Yes, I think that's awesome, man. Good for him.
He's in tremendous shape. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah, he is now officially the oldest man to ever walk onto a D1 campus and play in a D1 football game. 55 years old.
I would love to try that now just so I could flirt with some of the cheerleaders on a Sunday. Hey, baby, you see how old I am? I still got sway.
I still got it, baby.
It's all about experience, you know? I mean, women, when they get older, are not as sexy, but guys, I'm distinguished. You know, come on over. Have a seat.
Wow. So what now? What next? The pros?
I don't know. Rumor is he is going to go to the combine. You know, I think he's going to drive a couple buddies.
Listen, this guy's got about a 9-inch vertical, I can tell you right now. If he gets over a foot on his vertical, I'm surprised.
Wouldn't it be awesome to see the guy run the 40? I think that's great, man. I mean, good for this guy. That's
wow, not bad. A 6'8 40. That's pretty good for 55 years old.
He's a Steve Largent time, man. I used to say, my dad used to tell me that Largent runs a 40 by Tuesday afternoon. That's what he used to say, which is about right too. You know, thank God he had hands, man.
Hey, gonna give you a chance to score some fun stuff this morning. We usually have some great prizes around here. Today is no exception. You're gonna have to get right on it though. Green Day is making a very special appearance at Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night, Monday night. Green Day's doing one of their special performances. You know, Kimmel's got that outdoor concert stage out behind the theater where they tape the show.
Garth Brooks was there last week. I mean, just the biggest of the biggest.
I saw Slash there a year or so ago. Yeah. It's really fun. It's
cool.
Great.
And they give the tickets away for free, which is the cool thing there. If you log onto a certain website, you can print them. So that's cool they do that.
Well, we've got some tickets to that this morning. Give you an opportunity to score that today. So you get to go check out Green Day at Jimmy Kimmel Live. And that's going to be tomorrow night, the Green Day Block Party happening with Kimmel. That's coming up here in just a few. And so is more Bushka Facts. It's 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, it's Rock Southern California is what it is. 95.5 KLOS, Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush. You know, there's some disturbing news about this Raider game in Mexico City tomorrow night. You know, the Raiders and the Texans are playing Monday Night Football from Mexico City.
Yeah.
And there is a report that...
You shouldn't drink the water.
Oh, really?
Is that the disturbing news?
Well, how's the song go? You can drink the water, but don't eat the ice. Is that how it goes? Mas tequila.
I wouldn't do either.
Mas tequila cute.
Yeah, fire that if you can.
Tequila shots for breakfast. Amari Cooper is said to be having back spasms and problems from last week and is now questionable for tomorrow night's game. That's not good.
No, it's never good for a wide receiver because especially after you have to extend, you have to do that. Jordan Matthews going through the same thing. He's questionable today for the Eagles up in Seattle, and they're going to need every weapon they can. They need Harold Carmichael, you know, Mike Quick to be able to come back. Keith Byers, they're going to need something. Throw Jaworski out there. But yeah, you need to be at full strength, man, especially when you take on a team like the Texans, who are not a bad team. I think that division trying to sort itself out.
I don't think they're as bad as their record. Right. I know that's kind of a dumb thing to say in sports. We say it sometimes. I mean,
you are what
your record says you are.
But the record is 6-3. What's bad about that? They've won twice as many as they've lost.
You know, here's something else. I was at the other place, our other job, Rob and I work at NBC before we come over here.
99 cent store.
And I'm watching a fantasy football show, and DeAndre Hopkins is a sit this week. You know, if I'd have told you at the start of the season when we're getting ready to draft that DeAndre Hopkins would be somebody that you'd have to worry about sitting about every other week, you'd say I was crazy after last year. Yeah. How can they not get on the same page, he and Brock Osweiler? I mean, this is unfathomable to me.
Because maybe Brock's not as good as they had thought he was. I mean, up there, Brock rode a very good defense and managed not to crash the car is what it is. Okay, Brock had a really good driver's ed teacher in the passenger seat who guided him to a Super Bowl there in Denver and then gave the keys to Daddy, you know, to bring it home with Peyton Manning. And now you don't have that same type of leadership and other things going on there in Houston. And how many times do we see guys go to a certain team and it's about fitting in the right system, right? I mean, all guys can't be. Do you think if Tom Brady didn't have Bill Belichick and the type of scheme that they run and how great of a job they do and how good that Patriots organization is, do you think Brady would be as successful if he was the Miami Dolphins quarterback this entire time? I don't know.
No, I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, there's other guys. You can say that with Big Ben Roethlisberger. If he's not with an organization, we all know that really probably the three best organizations from top to bottom, the way they handle their business on and off the field, have probably historically been the Patriots in no particular order, the Steelers and the New York Giants. Would you agree with that? I mean, Dallas is good, but they're a dumpster fire half the time in the offseason with what Jerry's doing down there. But those three, it's protect the team, the organization, the house, all three of those be all the time. And that helps quarterbacks and guys thrive and great careers, you know, sustain itself. I mean, you're very fortunate to go to a team like that.
You know, we got Alex Gellhart from the NFL Network scheduled to come by here. He usually slides by on his way to work about this time, usually about 10 minutes from now, so hopefully we'll see him in a minute. But how about a little Bushka fact?
Now, a Bushka fact.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
All right, an exercise in futility. Is that what we're in for here? You're
absolutely
teasing us on the other side.
No.
47 yards of offense in one football game?
One team with 47 yards. And I had to double-check the facts, so make sure it wasn't my team. I wasn't going to throw them under the bus like that and, you know, dredge up any bad memories. It wasn't your team either. The year was 2002. The Houston Texans, they beat the Steelers. Beat the Steelers, right? 24-6. But what makes that game stand out is that Houston had 47 yards of offense and scored 24 points.
How do you score all those points?
Well, three came via interceptions and fumbles.
Oh, okay. All
right. I could have dug up the post-game sound with that.
A pick six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, I'm a safety in that game. I'm like, hey, thanks, offense, man, for showing up. We appreciate that. 24-6. No team has ever won with such a few yards of offense. I mean, not even close. 47 yards. And you win by 18 points.
There you go. Your Houston Texans.
My Houston Texans.
Center
now, yes,
stage.
Taking on the Raiders in
tomorrow night.
Mexico City.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Football.
All right, cool stuff.
Coming
up here, Alex Gellhart from the NFL Network to talk fantasy football. Sports on Tap, 95.5. KLOS. Get your microphone turned on here and we'll find out what's up. We've got some fantasy football craziness going on all over the place and people starting and coming back. And I guess running backs is probably the conversation of the day.
Yeah, I mean, as it is every week in fantasy football with so many being injured and, you know, having to start two every week, you got to scrape the bottom of the barrel sometimes.
James Starks looks like he's going to be running the ball for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is somebody that knows the offense. They just needed to get him healthy. Does this solve their running woes and going to balance that offense out a little bit?
I think it should this week. He came back in his first game after knee surgery and played almost the full complement of snaps. He out-touched all the other running backs. He also had more targets and receptions than Ty Montgomery out of the backfield, too. So he's going to be their guy, especially for tonight. With Chris and Michael just getting there, he might may only play a few plays, if any.
I'm thinking about starting Marquise Goodwin of Buffalo.
It's a deep shot.
Yeah, this guy's tough. They're at Cincinnati. But the best thing I've just seen here, it's 30 degrees, and he's in the warm-ups walking around in a pair of basketball shorts and shirtless.
Uh-oh.
Flexing right now. Just showing people I'm a badass from Buffalo. So that right there means he's going to absolutely do nothing at all and probably be suffering of hypothermia and pneumonia. So he's a sit. Marquise Goodwin's a sit.
I was going to say that's probably good analysis there.
How great is that? He gets a cold in 20 minutes. They don't play him. Put a coat on, dummy.
Hey, lots of talk about the Steelers wide receiver. Is it the Steelers wide receiver that I was going to talk to you about?
Is it Eli Rogers?
Yeah, Eli Rogers. Sorry about that. I'm having a little brain fade here this morning. There's been lots of talk about this guy being able to step right in. Like everyone's looking completely past Sammy Coates. It's like, been there, done that, that's over. Is Eli the next man up?
I think Eli's found a good role there. Sammy Coates, he had that one great game everybody's remembering against the Jets, but he's dropped a lot of other passes. He was dealing with a hand injury, and he had struggled to get on the same page with Ben for a lot of time. So Eli's come in, played in the slot, and he's getting a ton of receptions and targets there in that offense.
The last two games have been great. 100 yards 2 weeks ago and 13 fantasy points. Found the end zone last week, 12 fantasy points. So, I mean, so Ben knows he's out there, right?
Yeah. You know, you'd mentioned Eli Manning. He's the only quarterback that was able to beat the Dallas Cowboys, who've ripped off eight straight Tony Romo's back now. Dak Prescott, this is his team. Is the leash any shorter at all? Because you know you got the highest paid and probably best backup in football waiting in the wings. How much shorter has it gotten?
I'm sure the leash has gotten tightened a little bit, but you can't break up the band right now with them being 8-1. Right. So it'd probably have to be a couple bad games for Dak.
Okay. So
that
would
be my thought.
Not a pick. You don't think Jarrah is up there in the press box after a pick?
Well, maybe that's good. Maybe Dak needs a rest.
Jason, get him out of there. He's on his cell phone hitting.
Those are interesting Jerry Jones impersonations, I have to say.
Oh, he does. He does a much better job than
Thanks
I
very much.
Yeah, I'm not really Frank Caliendo.
I'm here until 9. More running back dilemmas, and this time it's in Baltimore. And Kenneth Dixon is returning to maybe take Terrence West's validity away. I mean, honestly, Terrence West is somebody who's put up a bunch of points for the past few weeks, more than a serviceable back. But is he going to absolutely give way to Kenneth Dixon over the next couple of weeks?
I think the split is going to start evening out. Last week, Dixon only had like 11 touches, and I think West had 22. But Dixon scored more fantasy points because he got all that work in the passing game. He's a little bit younger, a little more dynamic, and I would expect them to start to even that split out until one of those guys runs away with it. And for the rest of the season, I'd rather have Kenneth Dixon right now.
You know, we're looking for running backs this week because Atlanta, Denver, the Jets, and the Chargers all on bye this week, so we need guys to run the rock.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you looking for some late pickups here? Is that what you're asking me?
What can we squeeze in there? Yeah,
Joe Thomas Sr. from South Carolina State, the 55-year-old.
Yes,
is he available?
I think if you can pick him up and start him in your league.
You could find
only
a way
in PPR, though. Only in PPR.
You know what's great about this segment here is how much you guys know, and I'm just in awe and listen who to start. I'm always the who not to start. I'm a pessimist in life. I wouldn't start and go near. I wouldn't even watch the Dolphins and the Rams game, okay? Something tells me Jared Goff's not going to be the guy this game anyway to lead you to the promised land. Ryan Tannehill's a serviceable quarterback, but the Rams have a good defense. I mean, my God, if this does not have – and I do got to say this, J.D., did we not say on this show when we were kind of clowning around last week, 9-6, the Rams beat the Jets, 13-9, and it was 9-6.
It was.
It was so bad.
Yeah, we
Bryce
did.
Petty starting, and I was just like, ugh.
Of all the crazy things for you and I to call, that Jet-Rams score was pretty crazy when they come up
and
with.
And I was at the Coliseum in week 2.
I mean, you could see that coming, though. I mean, with the weak quarterback play and the struggling running games and everything. So, it played – you know, exactly to plan.
I saw a low scoring game when the Hawks played the Rams earlier. You know, I took that under, was like 44, and it turned out to be 10-9 or whatever it was. That game 10-3 or 10, it was 10-6. It was bad.
Right.
And I think this is going to be like it too. Dolphins and Rams, nobody.
I would just trust the running backs. I would trust JGI. I would not. You can't trust Jarvis Landry anymore because they're running the ball too much. He's not getting the targets.
But he said he's one of the best receivers in football. I heard
just
him
ask
say
him. He's very good, but he's been a guy that needs volume to be serviceable in fantasy, and it's just not there right now.
So did he lie to us? I mean, what are we?
No. I mean, every receiver thinks he's the best receiver in football. I'm sure that's why Marquise Goodwin wasn't wearing a shirt out there in Cincinnati because he thinks he's the best wide receiver.
All right, here it is. It is tweeted now. He does have a slight flu. He's not going to play now. So
pneumonia. Let's do a little sit start. Can we do a little sit start with
it.
You? Is that good? Let's start with some quarterbacks. I don't think anyone really wants to start Jared Goff, but let's stay out in the NFC West and talk about Colin Kaepernick.
I think he's a great start this week, actually. Whether or not he is playing quarterback well, it doesn't matter for fantasy because he's been putting up points. I think he's had more than 18 points in every game except his first start, and even that one was like 15 or 16. So they're going to be chasing the Patriots all day today. That's going to be good for him. He's going to be running for his life. He's going to be throwing some passes, hopefully get a couple touchdowns and racking up fantasy points.
Well, 49ers pulled the upset. The reason that Kaepernick can go off is because Jabal Sheard did not make the trip for the who? Bill Belichick told a guy,
"Who?
You're not good enough to make the trip. You stay behind. Not because your attitude, not because you're hurt. Nah, we don't got no room for you on the plane." And Rob Gronkowski's not going to play.
Yep.
That is going to limit what Tom Brady's doing. Brady's from the Bay Area, wants a good showing. I just think it's just going to be too much, and Tom's going to get nervous because he's never been in a big situation.
That's it.
I like the Niners.
Oh, by the way, Martellus Bennett is going to play in this game.
Yeah, he's a great start. So is Edelman this week against the Niners.
Hey, what do you think of Andrew Luck and Marcus Mariota going at it? Do you see like fantasy fireworks in that game?
Would
you start both of those guys?
I think both are in a great spot to start. Mariota's been heating up. Nobody has more touchdowns than him since week 5. Luck has also been performing very well. He's got a week of rest. Dante Moncrief has come back. He scored a touchdown in each of his first 2 weeks. So that whole band is back together now. I think this one could be a score fest there.
Has Andrew Luck shaved yet?
That's a wonderful question. I don't have the answer for it. I'll check with my insiders later to see.
If he's got the beard, sit him. You know, so you need a new look. You need something fresh.
You need to be more aerodynamic or what?
He does. He needs something because he sure as hell doesn't have the wheels to get around. So, hey, Aaron Rodgers, we've been waiting for him to just kind of have that game. And nobody expects the Packers to be where they are right now. I mean, come on. This is a team we were talking about. They got kind of an easy schedule. People said at the start of the year they're going to host in Lambeau. They're going to the Super Bowl. And now look where we're at right now. Does he go off today in Washington?
I think this game tonight, too, also could be a shootout because Rodgers has been cooking a little bit, even if it's because they've been chasing big leads because their defense has been so bad. So I think that Washington offense is dynamic. They're going to have DeShaun Jackson back, it sounds like. I think this could be another score fest or just trading blows through the passing game left and right. If you've got people in Green Bay's passing attack or Washington's, don't feel afraid to start them.
$20 tickets on StubHub. Really? I'm a big fan of looking at A, how many tickets are left, and B, what the cheapest ticket is. Cheapest ticket for the Seahawks game is 300 bones right now for the nosebleeds right now for this game with Philly. $20 gets you in for the Redskins and the Packers. I mean, Washington is Redskins, so it's just crazy.
Seems a little surprising.
$20. Where are you sitting? Obstructed view. I can see it.
How about a couple of running backs today? Doug Martin, Lamar Miller. Sit or start these guys?
I think you can start Doug Martin. He came back last week, led the team in snaps and touches. Lamar Miller, I mean, if you got a better option, I wouldn't be afraid to sit. I wouldn't be, you know, opposed to sitting him, though.
He was a number one pick for a lot of people. A lot of people.
Yeah, well, he's losing some work to the other guys in that offense. I heard you guys talking about the great Brock Osweiler on my way in here.
Yeah, no, I was being facetious, though.
Exactly.
He
kind of limits things for that entire offense, and, you know, if that team gets down or he throws some pick sixes, then it's going to take Lamar Miller out of the game.
You know, a game I'm curious and I'm looking at here, Alex Gelhar is with us at Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. Of course, Alex is on the NFL Network. Cardinals and Vikings. Larry Fitzgerald goes to Minnesota. His pops is a writer and covers the Vikings. That's where he grew up there. Tyrann Mathieu's not going to play. That levels the playing field a little bit there. And Minnesota finally got the email I sent him that you're Minnesota, okay? I mean, what's going on? You got Sam Bradford and Adrian Peterson isn't playing. Anybody do anything at all in this game?
I think it's a tough game to start or trust anybody.
Yeah.
The Cardinals have already said they're going to put Patrick Peterson on Stephon Diggs. He might be the one player you're going to trust.
That's what I'm saying.
Now
there goes that. Yeah, there goes that plan. Scratch, okay.
Kyle Rudolph's also in a terrible matchup. I think the Cardinals are the number one defense against tight ends, but he gets a lot of volume, so it's kind of hard to sit him. And then for the Cardinals, it's basically like you said, Larry Fitzgerald and his homecoming, and David Johnson. I'm not trusting anybody else, though.
Yeah, that's
especially not in that defensive slugout. Yeah, exactly. Alex,
Minnesota's
thanks
favorite.
For your time, man. Always appreciate you stopping
Absolutely.
By on your way to work.
I'll be back next week.
Have a great day, and go Pack, go! Right,
go Pack, go!
There you go.
Good stuff, Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network. Coming up next, Boss of the Big Screen. It's 95. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap. JD the Bush. We're here every Sunday morning, 7 to 9. Talking about what's going on in the sports world, predominantly NFL, of course, but this time of year, there's so many other things going on. Like you get basketball. You know, the basketball season in the NBA is already 12% gone. They played 14 games already.
They started? When was that?
Exactly.
Yeah, I try not to. My Blazers aren't doing too well, so I'm like, no, it's just a dream. It hasn't started yet. College hoops, too, is starting up right now. They've already
basketball
had some great games.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one thing I can say about college basketball. Of course, if you're listening out there right now, I don't pay attention until March Madness. Who cares, you know, until April or March or whatever it is. College basketball doesn't duck a lot of people, though, like you get in college football. You only get so few chances in college football, right? You lose a game in September, you're going to tumble way down in the standings.
Yep.
College basketball, Duke and Kentucky will throw down. Michigan State and Kansas, you get great matchups around Thanksgiving. I don't care that it's early. They'll see each other later. Everybody can recover and rebound. Just get into the tournament and they'll be fine. But it's good to see you're missing out on some good college basketball right now in between all this football. If you get a chance, just watch a little bit. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right, let's get into the Boss of the Big Screen for the day. You know what I'm going to go with for Boss of the Big Screen? My pick is Baltimore at Dallas. And the reason why is because, and I'll dial this game up for sure when I get home, because I want to watch these two rookies. I want to watch Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott and play against a pretty good Baltimore defense. I mean, the spread wouldn't indicate they're a very good defense because it's Dallas giving up 7 points in this game. But, man, I'll tell you what, the Dallas Cowboys, as storied as that franchise is, has never had an 8-game win streak like this before. Can you believe that?
Not only that, and I don't know if you can believe this, the Baltimore Ravens are the only team in the NFL that the Cowboys have never beaten. They're 0-4. All time against the Baltimore Ravens. So maybe the Ravens have a little magic up their sleeve. They head down to Dallas. So that game is there. Dallas is a 7.5-point favorite.
Oh, it's up to 7.5 now.
Yeah, 7.5 now. They're rolling
just since
on.
I checked it to now, it's gone up a half a point.
It's gone up a half a point, and you can get a ticket for $80, unlike the $20 it's going to cost you to get. You know, I wanted to honestly say that I was going to go with the Packers and the Redskins on Sunday night, but if the tickets are $20, it can't really be bossing anybody's big screen around. Because somebody paid $100 for that ticket, and they're dumping it for $20.
I'm just happy that James Starks is in the game from a fantasy perspective in that one. I don't know what to expect really out of that game.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with the game. I'll be checking out later, the Eagles and Seahawks. For the fact that Carson Wentz, does he continue to have a good rookie campaign and season? This will be a true test. A, he's never played in a place as loud. B, he's not gone up against a defense as good as he is going to see here. But the Eagles are a team that can handle business on the road. That was an 8-point spread, now down to 6.5. It's the return of Thomas Rawls. What are we going to get? Hawks say C.J. Procise is going to get about 70% of the workload because he certainly deserved it and earned it with what he did and how he had a sensational game Sunday night, winning that game at New England after the Patriots came off a bye and Seattle was on short week with the Monday night game. So I'm going to be keeping my eye on that. And the Hawks are 1 week away from getting Michael Bennett back, so things really starting to dig the heels in right now. So Eagles and Seahawks will be my boss.
What a difference having Cam Chancellor in your life. He changes everything for that defense.
Well, when you know that someone's, you know, it's kind of like when you and I walk around the streets. I used to be nervous and afraid and frightened and stuff, but I have you walk 10 feet behind me because I know you got my back, man. Boom, JD's right there in case anything goes down. You're there. So thank you for being that way, and I appreciate you.
Thanks,
I love you, man.
Thanks for joining this morning, and thank you, Rob, for the wonderful, kind words.
Yes.
Up next, the Raider report there in Mexico City. We'll give you the scoop coming up next.
Don't drink the water.
It's 95.5 KLS Sports.
Or eat the ice.
You know, there is so much fake news on the internet these days. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, right? Like this KLOS text what's next weekend. They're really going to play my request if I text it in?
Oh, well, that's real.
Really?
Yeah, not only that, almost every hour all weekend, they're giving away free passes to see Green Day play live on Jimmy Kimmel's show Monday.
No way.
And every winner gets a $50 Smart and Final gift card.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me Keith Richards isn't dead.
He isn't dead. I just read on Facebook he's marrying Caitlyn Jenner.
Really?
Trippy, huh?
You tell us what to play on the Text What's Next weekend. Brought to you by the new Smart and Final from the Rock of Southern California.
Duralast batteries also perform at 40 below zero. We'll be fine. Duralast. Proven tough and only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Santa Claus only works one day a year, and thus elves have to pick up the slack. So you know what? We've got a little early stocking stuffer for you. We're sneaking surprise points into your Shop Your Way account. You can redeem them on anything it's yours in Kmart. Gifts, decorations, even clothes. But hey, don't tell the boss, or he'll put us on reindeer duty. Dasher and Dancer aren't bad, but Prancer? Oh.
Surprise points are valid for 7 days. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to shopyourway.com for details.
Jorge Harin here with the Health Net play-by-play. Emily's feeling a bit under the weather. She staggers out of bed. She reaches for the thermometer. The mercury's rising. 98. 99. 100.
Because the flu can put you on the sidelines, we are your Health Net. For affordable health coverage, call 844-HEALTHNET today or visit healthnet.com.
HealthNet of California, Inc. and HealthNet Life Insurance Company are subsidiaries of HealthNet, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's time for decorations, gingerbread men, and a new tradition. The Lexus you've always wanted with a big red bow. It's the Lexus December to Remember sales event with the offers you've been waiting for. Lease the 2017 ES350 for $359 a month for 36 months, and we'll make your first month's payment. See your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Western area only, and it's January 3rd, 2017.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change, it's quick and convenient vehicle maintenance services for busy people just like you. And Valvoline Instant Oil Change performs vehicle maintenance on all domestic and foreign vehicles, including Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Lexus. Plus, they also take care of diesel and hybrid models. We all think our vehicles are special. Well, so does Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and all fluids and filters meet or even exceed the manufacturer's recommendations. The Valvoline Instant Oil Change technicians, my guys out there in Woodland Hills, love them. Hey, if you're listening. Super professional, completely thorough. I trust them with my car completely. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You just drive up, drive in, and drive out with a complete oil change in about 15 minutes or less. No appointment needed. It's a drive-through oil change so quick, you don't even have to get out of your car. And now, remember I was telling you there were over 70 locations? Now, oh yeah, they're expanding. They're just that good. Over 80 locations now. You're never far from a Valvoline Instant Oil Change when you're in a hurry. They're ready to take care of your car on the spot. Here's what I want you to do. Go to SoCalOilChange.com, SoCalOilChange.com. You're going to find locations, coupons, and a whole list of services. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive up, drive in, drive out in about 15 minutes or less. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Hi, I'm Pam Baker, and almost 17 years ago, Dr. Musa performed LASIK eye surgery on me at the Excel Laser Vision Institute. It was painless. I could see clearly immediately, and it totally improved the quality of my life. In fact, last year, Dr. Musa did LASIK on my daughter, and she loves it. Right now, Dr. Musa is giving you an amazing offer to have LASIK for only $999 per eye when having both eyes done. This is an incredible offer. LASIK normally costs $3,500 for both eyes. This special limited time offer makes LASIK affordable for everyone. Only $999 per eye when getting both eyes done. Right now, go to XLEye.com. That's XLEye.com or call 866-92-EXCEL to schedule a free consultation. LASIK appointments must be booked this week, so call 866-923-9235. Ask for details on XL's $999 special offer. Some restrictions apply. The Excel Laser Vision Institute is open Saturdays for your convenience. So call 866-923-9235 now.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With J.D. and the Bus.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
I'm telling you, got a crazy story this morning. Actually, there's a bunch of crazy stories this morning, but Drew Sherman, our resident Raider expert and legal expert on the program, is going to give us some pretty surprising news about this trip that the Raiders are taking down to Mexico City. We'll share that with you coming up right here on 95.5 KLOS. It's Sports on Tap. I've KLOS. We're doing Sports on Tap as we do every Sunday morning, 7 to 9, right here, JD and the Bush. And on the phone, if we can get a little Raider music to go with it, we have – he's actually not the Raiders' legal counsel. He's our legal counsel, but a Raider fan. Is that about right?
That's about right. Buenos dias, gentlemen. If Al Davis was alive, he'd say, I love the smell of chicharrones in the morning. It smells like victory.
Let me guess. You're traveling with the team this week.
I had to go down to Mexico City, man. They love the Los Raiders down there. It feels like home. It feels like home, man.
Smells like victory. Feels like home. We also understand that Amari Cooper may be a scratch today because of back problems. You got any medical advice you're privy to? You want to share?
I'm a jurist doctor, not a medical doctor, so I'll stay in my lane, although we need Amari Cooper. And my bigger concern would be Sean Smith, the cornerback. I think we need him to be able to play. I always need the defensive guys out there. They win the ball games.
All right. Now, you told us on the phone earlier here you had some rather surprising news for Raider fans today.
Well, let's just say this. If Shelly Adelson does not want to build the 100-foot 24-karat gold statue to Al Davis, maybe somebody in Mexico City might want to build that statue. And who knows, maybe there might be an international team a little closer than London. The Raiders, there's been some talks and, you know, a couple of billions thrown around. That number's been thrown around, multiple billions. And listen, Mark Davis isn't a dummy. He knows when to take the big check.
You know, they just mentioned, by the way, too, a little bit ago, the NFL is thinking about, and it's about time, changing those London start times, because we get to watch it at 6 a.m. out here on the left coast. At least make them night games over there. It's a midday game back east, a late morning game out here, man. That's certainly a good idea. So what's the vibe like down there in Mexico City? We know it's a soccer country, a soccer city first, but is it all about the Raiders? Have they kind of come in and taken things over? And what about the Texans, too? Do they have a following at all?
Do they have a following? Listen, all I see is silver and black, man. Okay. The tickets were sold out, I think, in the first 30 seconds that they were put on.
Wow.
100,000 people cheering. They got, you know, they took the vuvuzelas or whatever they call it. It's like a soccer match times 10. It's crazy.
Yeah, I've heard that it's going to be 100,000.
Why didn't they have the Cowboys as the opponents? I mean, that would have just been insane.
Because they would have lost, and you know, there's all the politics that the Cowboys don't want to lose to the Raiders, and
right.
Nobody likes the Raiders in the NFL.
Right,
so,
and Dak know, Prescott didn't want to get exposed. I got you.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're kind of dancing around, hinting around the fact that the Raiders could be moving to Mexico City. Is that where we're going?
Listen, like I said, if they're going to pony up a few, call it maybe around $5 billion, and they're going to build the 24-karat gold statue to Al Davis, Shelly Allison might lose out on his, beacon in the desert. You know, that statue's going to be a shining light on a hill.
Yeah, you may want to check those figures, though. Is that $5 billion or 5 billion pesos? You may want to make sure you check that.
No, we always operate in dollars. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'm talking Amy Trask.
Yeah. Well, I'm paying you in pesos, so sorry. That and chiclets.
That would be better than gym, so I'll
pay. Oh, right. See, right under the bus. All right, that's it. You're out of here. Drew, thanks for stopping in. Always appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Yeah. Adios, gentlemen.
Que pasa, muchacho?
Get him out of here for crying out loud.
We should have had Cheech and Chong in here, man. Could we if we'd have had them for this week's show, that would have been solid right there. Well, Tommy Chong. I don't know who's going to win, man.
The Raiders? I mean, really? I mean, is it all that crazy far-fetched? I mean, doesn't it really make more sense, an NFL team in Mexico City rather than London?
Yeah.
It makes more sense. Mm-hmm. It's in one of our time zones. It's on our continent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that flight is crazy. I think I told you when I was going to New Orleans a couple weeks ago, boarding the plane, the Rams had a bye week. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be on the plane with the Rams strength and conditioning coach. The dude's like 73, man. He looks like he's 35. It made me sick. His name is Rock. Something's his name there. But I was asking him about the trip. He had his Rams stuff on. He was going to scout the game and watch it there. He was saying how bad it was, how brutal it was. They really didn't get any downtime. You're traveling here. Your clock's all messed up.
Takes too long.
He goes, I don't see any payoff, any benefit for it. And when that's coming from a guy who made the trip, who lived it, who was a part of it, what do you think we get to witness as fans?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me, but you know what? We've been doing this for so long, going there for so long, you got to figure that's going to be the first expansion.
Yeah, you know what's weird, too? In college football, when you go to Hawaii, JD, it's about a five-hour trip on the other side over there. They give you, like, an extra game on your schedule because people want revenue and they want that. You try to give the NFL teams an extra game. I mean, they're going nuts with that, right? We've talked about expanding the schedule. They don't want to do that. It's about splitting the corporate revenue in the pie. But yeah, college football, they'll turn around and do that just to make a trip to Hawaii. So it's kind of strange.
Coming up next, your chance to score. Yeah, Green Day playing Jimmy Kimmel Live this Monday night. You want to go? We'll play Rock Out with your Rob Out next on 95.5 KLOS. Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. All right, 800-955 KLOS. If you want to play the game, Rock Out with your Rob Out. Chance for you to score tickets to see Green Day at Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night. Call now. Good luck. Oh, yeah. It's that time once again. Actually, you know what? We've gone 11 weeks into the season. We haven't done this.
Yeah, the Rob's been put away in a hibernating for 11 months, 11 weeks. Yeah. But now the Rob is out, all polished up and ready to go.
So. All right. So whoop it on us, and we'll go to the phone and see if we can find a winner. Everybody, we got people holding on the phone ready to win these Green Day tickets to see Green Day at Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night.
Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien nation, where everything isn't meant to be, okay. Television dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones who are meant to follow? What?
Wow. You know, just like the record.
That's, you're welcome.
I mean, honest. Wow. Whew.
I'm the one guy that everybody wants, man, when you do charades and, you know, Trivial Pursuit.
Shall we take some phone calls, see if we can get a winner?
We shall. Let's take them.
Benjamin is in Mission Viejo. Ben, you're going to be first up. What song is that?
That's American Idiot by Green Day.
Unbelievable. Wow. Look at that. The very first call.
There you go.
Congratulations. Wow, Ben, you knocked it out of the park. We're going to send you to see Green Day at Jimmy Kimmel. Plus, we're going to throw in a $50 gift card to Smart and Final, who is sponsoring our whole Text What's Next weekend. So you get a gift card to Smart and Final and tickets for Kimmel and Green Day. How about that?
Now, I get confused with Billy Joe all the time. People get us
You and
up.
Billy Joe?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, because you guys look a lot alike.
Well, we do
you have
look.
Similar tats.
Right, absolutely. We have similar tats. Both of us dropped out of high school and yet made something of ourselves. I mean, look, I'm working at KLOS at 8:30 in the morning, so it's why not?
All right, good stuff. Hold on a second, Ben. We need to get some information.
First
You're a
try.
Winner with KLOS.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? That's pretty good stuff too, right?
Man, love that.
Yeah. Let's see. What should we do for you next? What would you like to squeeze in next?
What I would like to squeeze in is, Dallas Cowboy fans, you think you love Dak Prescott so much. Careful what Tony Romo may be thinking about doing next year. Yeah, we're going to share that with you. That just came out as well.
Maybe even sooner than that. Mm-hmm. Stay with us. Sports on Tap 95.5. West JD in the Bush, and we do a little Sports on Tap dance every Sunday morning from 7 to 9. And, it's a big day for the Rams today, isn't it?
Jared Goff, I mean, the guy that they mortgaged the future for. They gave up half of Union Station, apparently a third of Dodger Stadium, and I guess a quarter of Staples Center. Jared Goff all now owns, you know, just so he can come to town here. I mean, they've mortgaged a lot to be able to get this guy. He was pass happy when he was at Cal. They didn't run the ball last year. I think those numbers are a little skewed. He didn't look good, JD, in the preseason. And now he's finally getting his first action now. Rams aren't going anywhere anyway, and Case Keenum has literally played himself out of that job. So, I mean, what else do you got to lose? Why not? Give him a running start and go into next year.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what happens. I mean, I have no idea really what to expect from him. I can say this, that Miami has owned the Rams. They've won 10 of the last 12 meetings all time. So, I mean, this is, you know, I mean, as far as previous record goes, it's not the best time for him to start. But sooner or later, you got to throw him out there. My bigger concern, if I'm a Rams fan, what the hell is wrong with Todd Gurley? I mean, you can't blame that on offensive line. I'm sick and tired of hearing people say that every week in and week out. Well, it's the offensive line. It's the offensive line. No, it's not.
Right. And you could say, I mean, some of it is in the play calling as well. If you don't have the targets and guys to go to, you become more one-dimensional. The Rams are pretty. Here you go, Todd. Here you go, Todd. 8 out of 10 plays. And eventually it's going to get old. And even the best running back's not going to be successful that way. You have to have somebody that can throw the ball downfield. I mean, we talk about balance all the time, right? Run, run, pass, run, pass, pass, run. You keep the defense guessing. But with the Rams, it's run, 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 try a pass, run, run, run. I mean, you know, Gurley's got these odds stacked against him. Miami has won 4 straight. JD said they're playing some good football right now. Ryan Tannehill's protecting the ball from Miami, has not turned the ball over much. Well, he's going against a great defense, though. But again, if this does not have take the under all over it, I have no idea. Yeah. Well, you're a great defense.
Like last week.
And a brand new, that's exactly what you're going to get, a carbon copy of last week, which was 9-6. I'm calling 13-9 right now. You pick them. You pick it.
Yeah, Miami has won 4 straight, but that was last week against San Diego. That was the first road win of the year. So, I mean, can they win back-to-back road games? I don't know.
And the Chargers, you know, they just lost because that vote went against them. You know, I think that's really what it was. So they were so down by the polls and the way that Election Day came in. Hey, Jeff Fisher, coach of the Rams, he had to answer the question, face the music. Why now the time to go to Jared Goff as your starter?
It wasn't a spontaneous decision. It was a progression. It's a gut feel. It's not an easy thing. It's a gut feel. It takes time. We gave it time. The right decision right now. So I'm looking forward to watching him play. Backing him up. He's going to do well. He's going to have some moments like all young quarterbacks do. He's going to do well.
He's going to have some moments. What does that mean? That's like coach speak.
Well, you and I have moments all the time, right? Like, you know,
he's going to have moments.
Right, when we come stumbling
like
out late at night,
line?
You know, you look at me and say, dude, where's my car? You know, those kind of those kind of moments we have. All the I don't know what's going to go on with Jared Goff, but I do like his answer. You know, it's not just a gut thing. We gave it time, and indeed it is time. How bad can Case Keenum be? You need to at least try to be able to win games. The Rams still got that new thing to L.A. going, you know, that's going to get them through a little bit of time. But guess what? Eventually, it all comes down to winning when it's pro sports. There's lots of options in this town, and if you can't win, that Coliseum and new stadium is going to be pretty empty, a nice shiny paperweight.
I have to say this too, you know, because of Miami's struggles on the road, they just got their first road win last week in San Diego. They hung out here on the coast, right, all week long, spending their money up on Rodeo Drive and all that kind of stuff. I would not be surprised to see the Rams break out, Gurley go off, and they blow the Dolphins out. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I'm saying it would not surprise me. This team is due for a game to produce. This might be it.
Yeah, and it's weird with road trips. We've seen teams stay out on the coast. Atlanta did it when they played at Denver and then went to Seattle. Mm-hmm. But you had a whole week to walk, to moonwalk backwards, you know, from San Diego to L.A. That's as close of that makes a lot of sense there. And honestly, I'm surprised. I keep checking the arrest report every day for someone from Miami to get busted doing something. Nothing against the Dolphins, but all the options. I mean, we have a hard enough time staying out of trouble for a week. Imagine a pro football team out here.
Coming up next, who goes off? It's Sports on Tap 95.5.
The experts were last week. It's who goes off.
Or this week.
I love that 20.
I'm going to say Martellus Bennett. I don't think this is a crazy reach because Rob Gronkowski out with, they said a chest injury. Originally, it was a punctured lung.
How did he get that?
Well, playing football.
Yeah. Earl Thomas, boom!
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, Earl Thomas. Okay. Blowing him up like that.
Yeah, so with Gronk out, I'm going to go with Martellus Bennett. Do you know that Martellus Bennett is the fourth-ranked tight end in fantasy football this year?
I did not know that.
You wouldn't think so because he's playing on the same team with Rob Gronkowski, but he had a huge game before Gronk and Brady came back early on in the season. Oh, by the way, pile on with this fact, Rob Gronkowski is out with the punctured lung or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That makes Martellus the beast of the bay, if you will, this week, but check this. The Patriots are 1-4 all time in road games versus the 49ers. Yeah. Patriots are 1-4.
Right.
Now, the last time they got together, it's been a while, 2008.
Right.
That's the last time they got a victory, 30-21, week 5 of the 2008 season. They haven't won a game in San Francisco in quite a while. I'm thinking they win, and I'm thinking they win big today.
Yeah, and go back to that. I mean, you're talking names like Young and Rice and Montana and Ronnie Lott. You know, so this is a different looking 49ers team.
Yeah, those four losses were probably a lot of them to Joe Montana.
Right, just like I said earlier with the Cowboys, 0-4 all time against the Ravens. Ray Lewis was playing, Ed Reed was playing. It's quite a different story. Ray Rice, you know, before he went and did his thing, he was playing as well, too. But no, I like that pick there. I did know that about Martellus Bennett, great tight end, and he is a brother of Michael Bennett, too. So
that's right.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Those guys are freaks, man. I'm going to go with a guy who's a freak, catches the ball with one hand, and brings it down. We're talking Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah.
The Giants are 6-3. Mm-hmm. Giants are going to pull out all the stops because as good of a season as they're having, they're two games behind the Cowboys, you know, and they still got to take on a Cowboys team to close out this season coming up here. But the Bears and the Giants, the Bears are brutal, haven't won a road game. Game's there. It's plumb for the taking right now.
Did you watch any of that Bear game last week, the Bears and the Bucks?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Jay Cutler was absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable.
Yeah, it's just not a good look, man. Things
by the way,
never panned out.
Alshon Jeffrey out four games with PEDs. That's his favorite target. Going to be tough sledding for the Bears today.
Not only are they going to lose the game, they're just going to get frustrated. Odell Beckham Jr., he's going to need a big game. He's going to have a big game. I'm not sold on that Bears secondary. I'm going to say Odell Beckham Jr. goes off, and it is at the Chicago Bears' expense. And the Giants hang in there in that race, man, in the NFC East, and need the Cowboys to stub their toe somewhere along the line. Maybe it happens today with Baltimore. Maybe Dak Prescott.
Good
you know,
stuff.
Has a bad game. And
did you just hear my phone go off there just a second ago?
Yeah, that was me. I sent.
Wow. No,
I sent you a picture.
No, that was.
And my Lululemons. Did you like it? My yoga pants?
Come on, really?
Man.
Yoga pants are not for everyone, okay? You need to learn that as bad as anybody.
Dave, do these yoga pants make my butt look big?
We've got.
Yes?
Don't answer that. We've got some pretty surprising news for you coming up in the world of the NFL, especially if you're a Cowboy fan. Stay with us. 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap. and the Bush. Steeler Carl checked in a little while ago. He said, hey, Rob.
Hey, that's what he said.
He said, hey.
Good luck to your Seahawks. I like him, man. He's good people. So, you know, it's funny. We were talking about how things can change with injuries or suspensions or whatever. Prior to the season, 80 to 90% of experts had the Packers and the Steelers in the Super Bowl. They like the Steelers and their talent. They like the Packers' fairly easy schedule.
The media
hard to
loves
win
the Packers.
Right, the media does. It's the Cubs. It's the Cubs of football.
Yep, exactly.
They like them. You can't say a bad thing about them, you know. So Aaron Rodgers, this and that. It's going to be a Packers-Steelers Bowl, and here they are, both sitting at 4-5 heading into this week. It's you know.
Harumph.
Yeah. Harumph.
What do you think of that?
Harumph. You know, how things work out sometimes. It doesn't mean they can't go on a run, but it's crazy.
I didn't hear anybody say, "Oh, watch out for the Patriots. Tom Brady's going to be salty when he comes back, and they're going to be there, and they're going to win. They're going to try and win hard before he comes back, and they're going to the Super." Do you hear anybody saying that?
Yeah, right. No,
no.
And a lot of people were saying, "What's the record going to be? How are they going to be with Jimmy Garoppolo?" Did you remember Jimmy Garoppolo actually played for him? Right. It's apparently his style bottle is trading cards. No, I'm pissed. It's worthless. Oh,
you know what? You bought those, and I bought the Brock Osweiler Texan cards.
It's like the whole Brexit thing. Now I'm broke, man. I need help. Please.
If I can get a dime on the dollar. Let's go with the breaking news. You got breaking news.
Breaking news. Tony Romo has been traded. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Come on now. You're a little premature there, but it's close.
Back it up a little bit. Okay, Tony Romo.
Backspace.
Yeah, was talking to reporters and making it known because the question came up to try to bait him a little bit, and things obviously aren't going well in Dallas anymore with how great of a quarterback Dak Prescott is. I don't want to say Prescott's a system quarterback. It's hard to say that, but if you honestly think Prescott could have been at Cleveland and doing this and won 8 straight, you're sorely mistaken. If you have to watch football, know football, and understand football to realize, and JD, it's stuff people don't talk about, but the offensive line is the most important part of the game. Your quarterback's important,
quarterback.
I get it, but offensive line opens up holes for Zeke Elliott, creates balance, and gives Prescott a week and a half to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. That's a real nice luxury that a lot of teams don't have when pockets close and you have nowhere to run the football, which is why I will say this, and I know you got to watch him in his heyday, I will always say sorry, Emmitt Smith fans, and Marcus Allen lovers, Barry Sanders was the best running back ever in NFL history. Playing in Detroit, that was a high school line. You put him behind Dallas, homeboy still running at age 52, man, shattering everything Emmitt ever did, period.
But the word is that Tony Romo has let the cat out of the bag with where he'd like to go. As a matter of fact,
perfect
said
fit.
His next, he'd like the Denver Broncos to be his next team. His word, his name. So this answers all kinds of questions. Is he going to retire? No. Does he want to play somewhere else? Yes. Where does he want to go? Denver. Wow. Yeah.
Well, look what happened with Peyton Manning.
Denver's saying, can we make a deal now?
Yeah, absolutely. you go to Denver, you got a great defense in place. You got a decent offensive line. It's not what you get there in Dallas, you know, but enough weapons to where an experienced guy can win some games. Look, if they did it with Brock Osweiler, they can do it with Tony Romo, and you got John Elway, you know, running the show as well. That's a perfect thing.
Honestly, I know Cowboy fans don't want to hear this. Yeah. Tony Romo is a perfect fit for that Denver team.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You know what? They should make the deal now. Now. Don't wait till next year and see what happens. Make the deal now.
Yeah, it's been another great show here, Sports on Tap. Happy that you're with us. I want to give a special shout-out for a quick sec to the local baseball people around here. Congratulations this week. Mike Trout, AL MVP of the Angels. Mm-hmm. You got to trade him and get the farm for him because, you know, you got to surround him with talent. And congrats for the Dodgers.
Corey
a triple
Seager.
Sweep here. Corey Seager's Rookie of the Year.
Right.
Dave Roberts, Skipper of the Year.
Yep.
And our boy Clayton Kershaw, 2-3 days ago, has himself a healthy baby boy. So welcome to the family.
Nice.
We'll see if he's a left-hander. Something tells me he'll be drafted in probably about 6 or 7 years. Send him to Cuba, right?
Right.
Bring him up early.
Bring him up quick. That's going to do it for the show. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you being there. Breakfast with the Beatles coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
You know, there is so much fake news on the internet these days. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, right? Like this KLOS tech.